is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Firefighters battling several wildfires in New York and New Jersey are looking to the skies for help. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak says they may get it.
We are done with the dry streak in the Northeast. So nice to finally see areas like New York and Philadelphia get a soaking rain into Monday morning. It's not everything we need, but it certainly helps.
No rain is in the forecast for Ventura County, California, but CBS's Elise Preston says fire crews are making progress on the mountain wildfire.
Cal Fire says it has a dozen damage inspection teams in the field. Air quality is also improving, with Ventura County schools set to reopen Tuesday after the Veterans Day holiday.
Israel's prime minister says he's spoken with President-elect Donald Trump about Israel's fight with Iranian-backed militants. Benjamin Netanyahu, through an interpreter.
I spoke to President-elect Donald Trump three times last week. They were very good and productive conversations, conversations designed to further tighten the firm alliance between Israel and the United States. We see eye to eye on the Iranian threat in all its components and the danger posed by it. And we also see the great opportunities before Israel in the field of peace and its expansion.
One person is dead, more than a dozen injured after a shooting at Alabama's Tuskegee University today. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
More than a dozen people caught in the crossfire early Sunday.
It was just so chaotic, people trying to get out, trying to do everything, and it was just crazy.
One of them, 18-year-old Latavion Johnson, was killed. Johnson was not affiliated with the university, the school confirmed in a statement to CBS News.
One person is in custody. An important breakthrough in the quest for a cure or prevention of Parkinson's disease.
Scientists say one type of Parkinson's can form in the gut as bacteria and travel to the brain as protein clumps. Elizabeth Bess at the University of California.
We think that once that protein gets to the brain, it builds up in the neurons that control body function.
So what can stop it? Maybe an acid in coffee.
Caffeic acid is in coffee is the best thing we've found so far at preventing this.
Research now is focusing on if people with Parkinson's have the gut microbe and if it can be controlled. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Canada has detected its first presumptive case of bird flu in a person, a teenager in British Columbia. Health officials say the teen likely caught it from an ill animal. In the U.S., the CDC has confirmed 46 cases of people infected with avian flu. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, a low around 38. Mostly sunny, temperatures falling through the day on Monday, and winds over 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For Monday night, clear skies and 24. For Tuesday, sunshine, 46.
It's 48 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. In the next hour, we're jamming to tape 11. Where we're going to do things a little different this week. This week, it's a continuation of the Class of 91. Some of the best from the year of 1991. Some of the best music that came out. This hour will feature some forgotten favorites from 91. On side A, we had a mix of alternative, R&B. This tape will feature grunge and more, as 91 was truly the year grunge was born. The beginning of grunge. Or at least become known to the rest of us outside of Seattle. Coming up, we'll hang out with the big four of grunge. Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and our first band, Pearl Jam. Released on July 7th, 1991, 51 days before the release of the band's debut album, 10, on which Alive appears, writer and lead guitarist Stone Gossard said the song originated as an instrumental titled Dollar Short and was included on a demo circulating in hopes of finding a singer. Vocalist Eddie Vedder obtained a copy of the tape and wrote lyrics that described a somewhat fictionalized account of the time when he was told that the man he thought was his dad was not actually his biological parent. With a cool, cutting opening guitar lick. I've always thought this would be a great way to start a concert. Just that opening guitar. Here is Pearl Jam, Alive, on WFHR's Unlabeled. only band that could bring harmonies to distortion. My personal favorite of all these groups, Alice in Chains, Man in the Box. Quote from guitarist and harmonizer Jerry Cantrell, "That whole beat and grind of that is what when we first started to find ourselves. It helped Alice become what it was. The song makes use of a talk box to create that guitar effect. So wicked." Coming up, we'll be hanging out with Primus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Temple of the Dog. Next, the song that changed everything in music. I mean, literally, look back and see how much this song really changed the course of where things were going. The year would never be the same. The opening track, lead single from the band's second album, Nevermind, from 1991, Nirvana. The unexpected success of this song propelled Nevermind to the top of several album charts at the start of 1992, an event that often marked as the point when grunge entered the mainstream. It was included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of the songs that shaped rock and roll. Here is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, on WFHR's Unlabeled.
To Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm
incredible, rhyme animal, the uncannibal, the public enemy number one. 5 4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that determined they the X-Fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I think you wanna listen to what it can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How other people say, make a miracle, I'm the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they're playing this.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
The crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm. He's X, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide. Soul control, beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you're for, which you call a band, man. Making a music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know. You call demo,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for
your
Bono.
Run the MC for sitting, DJ could be a band. Stand on his own feet, get you on your seat. Beat is for Eric, B and LL as well, hell.
Wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bells. Ever forever, universal it will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator.
Seen that one live, and it just hits differently when you've seen a song live. Anthrax and Bring the Noise. That song sampled the vocals from the original Public Enemy recording. Chuck D had stated that upon the initial request of Anthrax, he didn't take them wholeheartedly seriously, but after the collaboration was done, it made much more sense. And it was eventually included on both the Anthrax compilation, Attack of the Killer Bees, and the final track of Public Enemy's classic album, Apocalypse 91, The Enemy Strikes Black. Wonderful song, wonderful albums, both of them. Still got room on the tape for Matthew Sweet, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and some Temple of the Dog. Next, one of the more original bands you'll hear from one of the best bass players you'll ever hear, Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. Song did very well and helped Primus get on the map and part of Ozfest, where I saw them live. Amazing concert, amazing show, and amazing performance by them. Les Claypool live, there's nothing like it. The song, they did the South Park theme song, which Primus also has recorded and did. And hearing that live and seeing people mosh to that, that's one of my most memorable concert moments. It was fantastic, and it brought to us by Primus, this band. And the song that we're going to play right now features a sample of Bill Moseley's character, Chop Top, from the film Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Chuckling to himself and remarking, "Dog will hunt." It was also featured on the first Tony Hawk's Pro Skater video game, which, like a lot of bands, only helped spread the sound. From their second album, the wonderfully named Sailing the Seas of Cheese, here's Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. It is still wildfire season. Chief Bill Donnelly is on the fire lines of a blaze along the New Jersey-New York border.
Currently, the fire is 2,500 acres. We have 0% containment.
Reporter Tina Patel is monitoring the firefight in Southern California.
It is colder and there is no wind, so firefighters are hoping they can take advantage of these conditions and make more progress against the mountain fire.
The U.S. has given Israel a deadline to provide more aid to civilians in Gaza. Republican Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty tells CBS's Face the Nation.
President Trump is certainly going to uphold U.S. law, but he's also going to make certain that our allies are properly cared for and that our adversaries are dealt with accordingly.
One person is dead, one in custody after a shooting at Alabama's Tuskegee University. CBS's Jason Allen.
Law enforcement said they've arrested a 25-year-old man who they say had a handgun with a machine gun conversion device.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Baugh.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, a low around 38. Mostly sunny, temperatures falling through the day on Monday, and winds over 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For Monday night, clear skies and 24. For Tuesday, sunshine, 46.
It's 48 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Breaking the Girl with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Wonderful ending to that one. Another band, if you get the chance to see them live, please do it. Got to see them in Madison at the Kohl Center years ago, I think during the Californication tour. It was amazing, amazing show. Flea came out afterwards and played the trumpet. It was awesome. All four members of the band had a hand in writing the song, and the bridge is marked by a percussion break that builds through the use of increasingly complex rhythms. The percussion instruments consisted of Junkyard Debris, found by drummer Chad Smith. Our final track comes to us from Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike. It was conceived by vocalist Chris Cornell of Soundgarden as a tribute to his friend, the late Andrew Wood, lead singer of the bands Malfunkskin and Mother Love Bone more famously. The lineup included Stone Gossard on rhythm guitar, Jeff Ament on bass guitar, both ex-members of Mother Love Bone and future members of Pearl Jam, Mike McCready, later of Pearl Jam, on lead guitar, and Matt Cameron, Soundgarden and later with Pearl Jam, on drums. Eddie Vedder appeared as a guest to provide some lead and backing vocals and later became lead vocalist of Pearl Jam, of course. Pearl Jam's debut album, 10, was released just 4 months after Temple of the Dog's only studio album. Felt was fitting beginning this tape with a song from the album 10 and ending with Dog. One last note, the song was written by vocalist Chris Cornell. It features a duet between Cornell and vocalist Eddie Vedder. Cornell was having trouble with the vocals at practice, and when Vedder stepped in, Cornell later said he sang half of that song not even knowing that I'd wanted the part to be there, and he sang it exactly the way I was thinking about doing it, just instinctively. Coolness. Song has even more meaning after losing Cornell. Taking up the last spot on this tape, here is Hunger Strike from Temple of the Dog on WFHR's Unlabeled. Have a good night, everyone.
Radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.